My dear Lord Jesus, I come to you now to be restored in you, to be renewed in you, to receive your love and your life, and all the grace and mercy I so desperately need this day. I honor you as my sovereign, and I surrender every aspect of my life totally and completely to you. I give you my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will. I cover myself with your blood, my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will. I ask your Holy Spirit to restore me in you, renew me in you, and to lead me in this time of prayer. And all that I now pray, I stand in total agreement with your Spirit and with my intercessors and allies, by your Spirit alone. In all that I now pray, I include everyone in the realm of authority that you've given me. Acting as their head, I bring them under your authority and covering, as I come under your authority and covering. I cover those within the realm of authority that you've given me with your blood, their spirit, soul, and body, their heart, mind, and will. I ask your spirit to restore them in you, renew them in you, and apply to them all that I now pray on their behalf, acting as their head. Dear God, holy and victorious Trinity, you alone are worthy of all my worship, my heart's devotion, all my praise, all my trust, and all the glory of my life. I love you. I worship you. I trust you. I give myself over to you in my heart's search for life. You alone are life, and you have become my life. I renounce all other gods, all idols, and I give you the place in my heart and in my life that you truly deserve. I confess here and now that this is all about you, God, and not about me. You are the hero of this story, and I belong to you. Forgive me for my every sin. Search me and know me and reveal to me where you are working in my life. And grant to me the grace of your healing and deliverance and a deep and true repentance. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving me and choosing me before you made the world. You are my true Father, my Creator, my Redeemer, my Sustainer, and the true end of all things, including my life. I love you. I trust you. I worship you. I give myself over to you, to be one with you in all things, as Jesus is one with you. Thank you for proving your love by sending Jesus. I receive him and all his life and all his work, which you ordained for me. Thank you for including me in Christ, for forgiving me my sins, for granting me his righteousness, for making me complete in him. Thank you for making me alive with Christ, raising me with him, seating me with him at your right hand, establishing me in his authority, and anointing me with your Holy Spirit, your love, and your favor. I receive it all with thanks and give it total claim to my life, my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will. I bring the life and the work of Jesus over all those within my realm of authority, and over my home, my household, my vehicles, finances, all my kingdom and domain. Jesus, thank you for coming to ransom me with your own life. I love you. I worship you. I trust you. I give myself over to you to be one with you in all things. And I receive all the work and all the triumph of your cross, death, blood, and sacrifice for me, through which I am atoned for. I am ransomed and transferred to your kingdom. My sin nature is removed. My heart is circumcised unto God. And every claim made against me is disarmed this day. I now take my place in your cross and death, through which I have died with you to sin, to my flesh, to the world, and to the evil one. I take up the cross and crucify my flesh with all its pride, arrogance, unbelief, and idolatry, and anything else that I am struggling with that you bring to mind now. I put off the old man. I ask you to apply to me the fullness of your cross, death, blood, and sacrifice. I receive it with thanks and give it total claim to my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will. Jesus, I also sincerely receive you as my life, my holiness and strength, and I receive all the work and triumph of your resurrection, through which you have conquered sin and death and judgment. Death has no mastery over you, nor does any foul thing, and I have been raised with you to a new life, to live your life, dead to sin and alive to God. I now take my place in your resurrection and in your life, through which I am saved by your life. I reign in life through your life. I receive your life, your humility, love, and forgiveness, your integrity in all things, your wisdom, discernment, and cunning, your strength, your joy, your union with the Father. Apply to me the fullness of your resurrection. I receive it with thanks and give it total claim to my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will. Jesus, I also receive you as my authority, rule, and dominion, my everlasting victory against Satan and his kingdom, and my ability to bring your kingdom at all times and in every way. I receive all the work and triumph of your ascension, through which you have judged Satan and cast him down. You have disarmed his kingdom. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you, Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to you. And you are worthy to receive all glory and honor, power and dominion, now and forevermore. And I have been given fullness in you, in your authority. I now take my place in your ascension and in your throne, through which I have been raised with you to the right hand of the Father and established in your authority. I now bring the kingdom of God and the authority, rule, and dominion of Jesus Christ over my life today, over my home, my household, my vehicles and finances, over all my kingdom and domain. I now bring the authority, rule, and domain of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fullness of the work of Christ against Satan, against his kingdom, against every foul and unclean spirit come against me. And dear Holy Spirit, I take a moment here to listen for you, to identify the warfare set against me. I bring the full work of Jesus Christ against every foul power and black art, against every human being and their warfare. I bind it all from me in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and in his name. Holy Spirit, thank you for coming. I love you. I worship you. I trust you. I sincerely receive you and all the work and victory in Pentecost, through which you have come. You have clothed me with power from on high, sealed me in Christ. You have become my union with the Father and the Son, become the Spirit of truth in me, the life of God in me, my counselor, comforter, strength, and guide. I honor you as my sovereign, and I yield every dimension of my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will to you and you alone, to be filled with you, to walk in step with you in all things. Fill me afresh. Restore my union with the Father and the Son. Lead me in all truth. Anoint me for all of my life and walk and calling. And lead me deeper into Jesus today. I receive you with thanks, and I give you total claim to my life. Heavenly Father, thank you for granting to me every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. I claim the riches in Christ Jesus over my life today, my home, my kingdom and domain. I bring the blood of Christ over my spirit, soul, and body, my heart, mind, and will. I put on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of the gospel, helmet of salvation. I take up the shield of faith and sword of the Spirit, and I choose to wield these weapons at all times in the power of God. I choose to pray at all times in the Spirit. Thank you for your angels. I summon them in the authority of Jesus Christ and command them to destroy the kingdom of darkness throughout my kingdom and domain. Destroy all that is raised against me and to establish your kingdom throughout my kingdom and domain. I ask you to send forth your Spirit to raise up prayer and intercession for me this day. I now call forth the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ throughout my home, my family, my kingdom, and my domain, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, with all glory and honor and thanks to him. Amen. Prayer is a resource of Ransomed Heart Ministries, so freely given to the world. If you want to know more about Ransomed Heart, ransomedheart.com is their website. And of course, this is a resource of the Daily Audio Bible and the Wind Farm community. dailyaudiobible.com is our website.